Hey, I'm Michael from Distro Mike, and today we're going to be talking about, does CBD show up on drug tests? And the short answer is most likely not, and I'll get into the longer answer. So there's a few different types of CBD products sold. You have CBD isolate products, you have broad spectrum CBD products, and then you have full spectrum CBD products. Now, CBD isolate is CBD isolated by itself, meaning it should only have CBD in it. Broad spectrum products are CBD plus other minor cannabinoids, but zero THC. So a broad spectrum product might have CBD, CBG, and CBN, but should have zero THC. A full spectrum product should have CBD, other minor cannabinoids such as CBG or CBN, but also a small amount of THC. Now, a legal full spectrum product is gonna contain less than 0.3% Delta 9 THC. So while it still may contain THC, it is in very, very small minute amounts. Now, if we go back to a CBD isolate product, it gets sort of difficult. In most cases, 99% of the time, maybe not 99, but very high up there, you can consume CBD products, CBD isolate products, and pass a drug test and have nothing to worry about. Broad spectrum products are also probably pretty similar. You should be able to consume most broad spectrum products and pass a drug test still. Full spectrum, it gets really gray area, meaning how much THC is actually gonna make you fail a drug test? Is it 1% worth of product, 0.5%, 2%, 5%? I don't know those exact numbers, so I'd play it safe if I were you. Now, if you need to take CBD products because it's something you truly believe in and you are subject to drug testing, I would highly recommend sticking with the CBD isolate product. You, in most cases, can consume that product and pass a drug test, but I'm not gonna say in every circumstance. The reason I'm not gonna say in every circumstance is because all drug tests are different. All third-party potency labs are also different, meaning I can send some CBD off to 5 different labs, and they're gonna give me 5 slightly different results. Some of them may have a higher or lower LOD, limit of detection, which essentially means if the potency is below this threshold, we're unable to test for it, so we're calling it non-detect. If it is above this threshold and we see that it's above that, then we're gonna list it. So if you look at a COA or certificate of analysis and you see that the limit of detection is 0.5 milligrams and it says non-detect there, that could mean that the product in theory could have 0.4 milligrams and it still has THC, but since the lab doesn't test down to that small minute amount, it's not gonna show up on the lab test. So you have third-party lab variables. You've also got drug testing variables, meaning each drug test is a little bit different. But then you also have, every body is gonna be different. So someone who consumes CBD products may feel one type of way while another person feels another type of way. We know this with cannabis, we know this with alcohol, with drugs. You know, everything affects people a little bit differently. So our rule of thumb, if you're subject to drug testing and you risk going to jail, losing your job, getting kicked off your sports team, we do not recommend taking any CBD products, any HHC products, any Delta 8 products, just because you'd rather play it safe than be sorry. Now, if you're not too concerned and you still wanna take CBD products, but you also need to pass a drug test, I would only recommend CBD isolate products, maybe broad spectrum products, but definitely not full spectrum products. If you're one of these people who want to try out a CBD isolate vape that does not have any THC, head over to our website, cleanafcbd.com. If you enter discount code drug testing, we'll give you 20% off your order, and it'll be a way for you to try out some CBD products for yourself. Now, if you have any questions about CBD, vaping, hemp, cannabis, let us know. We're here to help. We are Distro Mike, the educational hub for everything CBD, vape, and more. Thanks for tuning in.